you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't know if anyone bothers is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's a Crabby Tuesday. Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your ear holes be sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then you're probably listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7. Or possibly you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However your brain takes us in, we appreciate the fuck out of it. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We appreciate the fuck out of you, America.
Fuck America. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours live for you. If you want to tweet us, communicate with us during the show, hop on the Twitter, the Twatter, and twiddle us. No, don't twiddle us. at Crab Diving,
one word. Cosby,
we'll be keeping our eyes on that. Crab Diving, one word. You can also join in the conversation on our social media on the Facebook.
For sure.
Facebook.com/crabdiving.
You know, now that Bill Cosby has lost all of his honorary degrees, do you think he will return to Phoenix University to continue his education?
I don't know. So who was today?
Brown, right?
Was it?
Brown University yesterday or something.
There's been a few of them now. I don't know if he's lost all of them yet.
What are they waiting for?
I don't know. I don't know what would finally cause them, you know, what number of roofied and allegedly raped women would, you know, puts them over the, okay, that's it. That's the last straw.
Yes.
50 is the last straw for me.
By the way, some of these colleges, it seems like they have a high tolerance for this rapey sort of thing.
You know, sure.
Like with the fraternities and all the gross bro action.
Well, that's because all those hoary girls walking around dressed all sexily and you know, taunting the poor boys.
Your daughter's tight pants are making it impossible for my stupid, ignorant son to learn geometry.
Yeah, we've got some, you know, why not? We have no rules here at Crab Diving. I was going to save this for later, but why the fuck not?
Yes.
In that vein.
The main vein.
And speaking of vein, this big blue veiner here, this ass wipe.
You're so vain.
One of the more heinous creatures crawling around Fox on the occasionally sitting in the penis seat of that heinous outnumbered show.
Penis seat!
Where it's four vaginas versus a penis.
The penis seat.
Because, you know, according to the right, it takes at least four women to equal one man, apparently. Although they do admit they're outnumbered.
Oh.
Outnumbered. Even the title is penis-centric.
Yeah, it's like outnumbered. It's as if they have the privilege to not be outnumbered.
But who's the star of the show, then, according to outnumbered? Who is outnumbered?
A dude.
The cock.
Right. The cock.
So they were talking on about, you know, all that's going on with this Planned Parenthood bullshit. Today, Planned Parenthood president Cecile Richards went and testified before these morons in the House of Republicans.
Fatal chop shop.
The House of Representatives and the Republicans on the House Oversight Committee.
I want to buy a baby kneecap.
We want answers. This one guy, this just heinous Dick Cheese from Utah.
Hello, Dick Cheese.
In 5 minutes, interrupted her God, I think I saw something like 19 times or something like that.
Nine times was the amount of time Ferris Bueller skipped school that one year. Remember the movie?
The movie Ferris Bueller's
nine
Day Off.
Times.
Yes. The Fox idiots were on their Outnumbered show.
Hello.
And sitting in the penis chair, resembling
the cock seat,
a penis,
right?
Dr. Keith Abbo.
Oh God, he's the worst one, dude.
Him and Waters. I don't know. Both of them kind of.
Abloh's a doctor. That makes him worse.
Yeah, a legend.
I don't know what Jesse Waters is. He's some punk who thinks he's funny.
Ben Carson's a doctor.
Oh, I know. Those people are worse because they should know better. They've been to school, supposedly a little bit more worldly. They should fucking know better than Jesse. Look, I'm Mr. Funny Man, Funny Pants right. Waters. What a dick.
So here is a little bit. They're talking about this whole Planned Parenthood thing. And,
yes.
And you know where they're going. This morning, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Now, we know what the deal is on these Planned Parenthood videos, right? They're some bullshit.
Yes, they're horrible.
They're doctored together from stock footage that the anti-abortion crew has been waving around for years.
But what about those baby parts? That's so sad.
Well, it's just a lie. And
it could be true.
There was another state today, I think it's Missouri, that gleefully leapt upon the let's investigate the evil baby chop shop.
Fetal chop shop.
Bandwagon. And came up with nothing.
Crickets. What do you mean?
Crickets.
No. They had to have found something.
They discovered that Planned Parenthood is not selling a baby body parts.
Not even at flea markets?
No.
Where there might be a snake hiding under a pile of jeans?
So there's this ridiculous, these videos, Carly Fiorina, you know, is whipping them out and saying, oh, look, this is 100% true, and they give her a chance to say, you know what, they're not, they're doctored. Well, this idiot this morning Fox and Fiends.
Yes.
God, I'm already digressing. But Elizabeth Hasselbeck, because who am I going to go to for my political insight?
Well, she was on a reality show.
Oh, that's right.
That she didn't even win. She didn't win, did she? Did she win?
No.
Oh, why don't they have the winner of the show on there?
Is he in jail still?
Was that year?
Yeah, he was the guy who went to jail for tax evasion or something.
Sat around
like that.
With his nutsack out.
That's right.
So gross.
In fact, he may have. Elizabeth.
Mr. Sack.
This morning on Fox and Friends. I'm trying to find it. I thought I had seen it.
The clip of Elizabeth Hasselbeck sounding
on
stupid.
Fox and Friends this morning. But anyway, Elizabeth. They were talking about also this, you know, today's Planned Parenthood. Also, today is the hashtag stand with PP, stand with Planned Parenthood.
That's right, baby.
On the Twitters and on the Facebook, you could change your avatar to pink and support.
I did.
For Planned Parenthood.
Look what I'm doing to support everything. I made my avatar pink.
Right.
Good for me.
It's supportive of letting women decide what to do with their own bodies.
Sure, it sounds ridiculous, doesn't it?
What a novel idea.
What fucking, is it 1950?
Right? I mean, that's what's so fucking insane about it.
Stupid.
So anyway, Elizabeth came out this morning and said, I mean, Nancy Pelosi, I can't, did you see what Nancy Pelosi said? She's claiming these are doctored.
Everyone's claiming these fucking videos are fake.
Well, right.
Who's is someone late to the party or what?
She just can't. She can't wrap her tiny little brain around the fact that these were doctored.
It's bullshit.
At one point, this and of course you know who they're talking to. They're talking to the representative. Who was the big asshole that was interrupting the head of Planned Parenthood?
Yes.
In the committee. The Utah Republican.
Fuck you.
Who wouldn't let the woman speak.
Right.
and was talking to her like she was Mengele at the Nazi trials.
It's 3%. Anyway. Three. What?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I was mixing my. I don't think Mengele was tried. Was he? Didn't he? Anyway, doesn't matter.
I have no idea. Mengele? Kate, look it up.
Regardless. Right,
give me a deci on Mengele.
The head of Planned Parenthood was treated by some of these Republicans like a criminal. Like a fucking criminal.
It's ridiculous. I mean, Planned Parenthood, 3% of their budget it goes to abortions, right? Only 3%. And even if 100% did, who gives a shit?
He's calling it.
It's a procedure.
He was on Fox's Morning, called it infant harvesting scandal.
Come on. Come the fuck on. Infant harvesting?
Yeah.
Really?
Elizabeth said, this is the first time an official for Planned Parenthood has testified since the organization was hurled into the national spotlight over those undercover awful videos.
Come on. Awfully fake videos. They're not real. She might as well be pissed off at a Mel Brooks movie.
He said... it's fascinating that Nancy Pelosi comes to some conclusion having not seen the raw tape.
You don't need to. They've been discredited.
And then that's when Elizabeth pipes in and says, how irresponsible and aggravating is it when Nancy Pelosi asserts that these videos have been doctored? That word alone spiking into my spine, yet not having seen them, they need to be investigated?
Spiking into my spine.
This God. Fucking idiot.
Does she walk around in like a straitjacket or something?
She should.
Somebody needs to. The people with the butterfly nets need to come abduct her.
Again, what?
Put her in an institution.
What qualifications does that ninny have?
Well, she was on a reality show, a very popular reality show. Now she sits in a chair and talks.
Oh, I see.
Oh, wait. She was on that other show. What's that shitty show she was on? The View.
What was she on? The View?
The View, man. She was on The fucking View with Barbara Walters. Oh, could you imagine?
Right.
You're Barbara Walters. You've interviewed presidents. Slept with Richard Pryor. Now you got to work with Elizabeth Fuckface McGee. Imagine that.
I forgot that idiot was on there. I
think
I think this might be the audio.
That was her big break.
Oops. Hold on one second. We're having a technical deal.
Because that's not true.
How irresponsible and aggravating is it when Nancy Pelosi asserts that these videos have been doctored, that word alone, just spiking into my spine, but yet not having seen them, she can say that they need to be investigated because they've been doctored.
Doctored, that word alone, spiking into my spine.
She says it so weird, spiking into my spine as opposed to your spine or his spine or God's spine.
Because, you know, how dare they use the word doctor?
No.
When referring to baby chop shopping.
Maybe Nancy Pelosi's trying to be funny. They're doctored.
So today...
But they are doctored, you dumbass!
They're talking about all that shit on Outnumbered on Fox. And here is the drizzling snot sandwich... of Keith Abloh,
available at Quiznos,
mansplaining why what they think about, you know,
is his dick out when he's talking.
All right, you guys are all over the live chat. I put out there during the TV version of us, who are women really? Are we victims? This was a question that answered.
God. Okay, so this is the bonus
boner
section, I guess, that you get of Outnumbered, where they keep filming, and then they put this shit on the interwebs.
Oh, wow.
For, you know, the rest of their insights. So I'm skipping ahead. I'm trying to find the bald guy.
This is for their true fans.
Right.
Of a show that sounds like it's right out of 1955.
So first they go to, because who else besides, you know, I mean, Elizabeth isn't on this show, so who else are you going to go to but 80s VH1 VJ Kennedy for your insight.
Oh my God, I forgot she was on this fucking show.
So they go to Kennedy, but then they
toss
VJ. Then they ask, you know, the real opinion of what's going on.
They got broken noses because they couldn't decide. Do they want the door open or not open? So they stand outside looking helpless.
Oh, God.
The door opens just as they're about to open it themselves and smack because they don't really know who they
are. Now she's talking about how dangerous It is how dangerous feminism is, because men stopped holding doors, so women started getting broken noses. Is this what this moron is talking about?
Yes, I love it. Listen, ladies, you better watch your faces.
Oh, God.
Kim, that's the nuttiest thing I've ever fucking heard.
They are.
It's a big issue. You know, I don't know how much I should get into this conversation. But
please.
Oh, I fucked up.
It's a big issue. Apparently, these fake videos that are no more real than, say, a Woody Allen movie or any other fucking fictional thing.
Right.
It's a big issue.
Huge issue, because we're wrestling with this. I think women wrestle with it. I think, you know, teenage girls want to wear leggings to school, but they don't want to be told, they don't want to be stared at. Mm-hmm. Or they say they don't want to be stared at. But then again, why
are we back on yoga pants?
School?
But then again, why are you wearing leggings to school? He's back to that same bullshit of, you big whore. Why are you wearing something that shows off your beaver regions if you're not trying to turn on all the boys?
Is this where he's going with this? Is he like, well, you're asking for it, so now you're going to get, someone's going to have sex with you, and now you might need an abortion? Is this where he's going with this loony reasoning?
It's, you know, they're talking about just female victimhood in general.
Okay.
And, one of the women says, I would love for Democrat, how they use that term.
Pejorative.
Democrat females to tell me today, and the rest of women everywhere, what are we? Are we victims? Are we people who can't handle servers and who bungle national security information?
Oh, God.
Should not, like. Servers as in waiters and waitresses. She means she's shitting on Hillary Clinton's
server that she left in the bathroom, right?
Are we weak? Are we individuals who can't handle our alcohol and who need men to help us and protect us to pay our bills? Tantaros chimes in at one point and says, we have arguments from the left that we can't handle our alcohol. We can't handle drink. We can't drink as much as the boys can. On college campuses, that we need special protections on us. What? She's talking about the rape culture.
Yeah.
And the covering up of the rape culture
right.
on campuses.
Jesus Christ.
What? And that, you know, if a girl gets pass-outingly drunk and says no, too bad. You shouldn't have gotten pass-outingly drunk, you'd be a big whore.
No one get pass-outingly drunk. I can't get that way
You can't
anymore.
Get drunk Ugh. And wear those leggings God. And expect to not get raped. What's wrong with you, you
Jesus
slut?
Jesus Christ.
That's what they're saying. That's what they're fucking saying.
What's wrong with Fox, man? People listen to this show. It's gross.
Then she says, again, we need the government to pay for our birth control because we can't afford it ourselves.
The government! They pay for the boner pills! And it's a pill for your fucking health care.
And guess what? A lot of women can't afford it for themselves.
Yes, and they should be able to have it if they need it.
Yeah, and if they can't afford birth control, do you think they should afford to have a baby?
Oh.
And that's when they'll say, well, they shouldn't have sex.
And they shouldn't have worn them leggings. And they shouldn't have gotten drunk. And
it's all the women's fault.
Blah, fucking blah, blah, blah.
Yoga, okay, just checking.
Yeah, yoga pants. So there's this tremendous conflict going on.
I blame Lululemon. Everything was fine before they came along.
Exactly right.
Hey, by the way, we need a fact check because somebody says that those were both Destiny's Child. Are we sure?
Goodness. Anyway, I don't know what they're talking about. It's a brand of yoga pants.
God.
That was Kennedy being funny.
Oh, okay. By the way, let me know when Kennedy's being funny, because I might forget. I might not realize I should be laughing.
Send off a gong or something.
That's the thing about being funny. You shouldn't have to tell people.
Kennedy was funny.
Boing. Good job, Kennedy. Boing, boing.
So there's a little bit of what's going on. On Outnumbered this morning with Keith Ablo, blaming girls again, who say that girls don't want to be stared at, but then they'll wear yoga pants.
Jesus.
So why don't you want to be stared at if you're wearing yoga pants?
What is wrong with him? I mean, fuck, imagine walking around in his headspace for a day.
And again, they're not talking about being glanced at. Anybody's going to glance at.
Yeah.
Any heterosexual male is going to glance at an attractive female in yoga pants.
And vice versa.
Glaring, drooling, going, hey, baby, mama, hey, come here.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, they're not. Nobody's talking about being looked at. They're talking about being catcalled or being followed or being.
You know, some people wear yoga pants because they take yoga,
right,
and it's good to do yoga in them because they're fucking yoga pants.
They're dance majors.
Fuck off, dude, you fucking prude dickhead. Or as the Hollywood hick would say, you bitch-ass bitch.
Tonight, I believe, a brand new sparkling Hollywood hick for y'all, mother truckers.
Hell yeah.
7 p.m.
I listened to Friday's episode that he was on.
Oh, of our show.
Yes.
Go to crabdiving.com to listen to Friday's Crab Diving.
Boy, when we played that Dolly Parton song, Little Andy, or Me and Little Andy, or whatever.
Yeah, he's got some strong opinions.
He got pissed off. He's like, why y'all play that Dolly song?
He's got strong opinions.
Yeah, shit.
It's the only one we have in our system here.
Well, we're remiss.
We are. I'll have to upload 9 to 5 or something. Or, you know,
it's plenty. Plenty to choose from.
I guess.
Oh.
We can see what's going on out in the planet. I don't really know. I haven't been checking the news.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Oh, God. Fuck allergies right in the a-hole. From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, September 29th, 2015.
The year of our Lord!
I went too fast. These are your headlines. Oh, these fucking allergies.
Oh, yes.
Over
chop shop.
At the commie pinko liberal Huffington Post says, shut down threat December.
Great.
Apparently they're punting.
Do we do this every...
Sure.
All the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
Shutting this bitch down again, baby.
It looks like they're getting ready to pass a clean funding measure that's going to punt it a whole 3 months, a few hours before the deadline at September 30th at midnight.
Yes.
The problem is that the bill keeps the government running till December 11th, at which point we do it again.
Oh, God.
And this time, there won't be the orange guy crying at the helm of the House of Lunatics.
Some other asshole.
I've got... I think I have this clip. Let's see. There's a clip of Ted Cruz.
Oh, lovely.
Running for president. And God, there's more and more burbles and punditry and opinions coming out that think it could see more of a likelihood or a possibility of him getting the goddamn nomination.
You must be shitting me.
How fucking profoundly terrifying is that? Of all of those lunatics on that stage, I would put him damn fucking close near to the bottom of the ones that I would want. Or I would put him near the top of the scariest motherfucker to have anywhere near the White House.
They're making it so it doesn't matter who the Democrats run for president at all, because Ted Cruz will make everyone vote.
God,
whoever else is running.
I hope so.
It will terrify them. Doesn't that terrify you, the idea of Ted Cruz for president?
Right.
I mean, what's he going to do in office? His first thing, I'm going to tear up the Iran deal. I'm going to fucking get rid of Obamacare.
Defund Obamacare day one, which I don't know how you do that now that it's law.
I'm going to light this motherfucker up.
So there's a great story over at the Maddow blog. And this is fascinating. You know, he's not well liked, not only amongst us, but amongst not only Democrats in the Senate.
Right.
But most of the Republicans in the Senate fucking hate him, too. He's just an asshole.
Yeah. No,
he's just an asshole.
He's a big dickhead.
So they had this vote on keeping the government running. The lunatics on the right, led by Captain Cruz. Captain Batshit, we should call him, are saying shut it down unless we defund Planned Parenthood.
Why is it Planned Parenthood this time?
Because that's what they think.
The shiny thing, right?
They think that's what's going to get their ancient base frothed up and you know, rallied up to vote for them and keep them in office. Look, I argued that asshole from Utah, there's nothing that jerk accomplished today. He didn't get any gotcha answers out of her. There's no smoking gun. She didn't say, "Oh my God, you got us. We're selling baby parts. You're right. I confess, I sold a baby pinky yesterday. I'm using it as a toothpick."
Well, I mean, really, did they think they were going to find a smoking gun?
So all it is for that asshole,
like a leg is going to fall out of her fucking pocketbook.
He's all rude and cunty to her, treating her like shit. So he's going to go back and he's going to put it on his website and say, "Look how I fought for babies. Look how I talked to this baby killing.
Look how you talk to people when you're trying to, you know, have a conversation." But lovely.
These are bomb throwing political pseudo terrorists.
How embarrassing. Yeah. Yeah, totally, man. How embarrassing for this country. Can you imagine? He's president. He has to talk to, you know.
Well, and they're the minority. That's what drives me crazy. Is it's a minority block of utter lunatics that have held the country hostage. Boehner, and fuck Boehner, right in his puckered orange asshole, because...
Now, you think he tans that? I mean, like,
well, maybe
face,
he bleaches his asshole his and tans everything else.
Yeah.
But... he could have taken maybe the country's best interest at heart and maybe passed some things working with, gasp, the Democrats.
Well, I mean, you know, we won. I mean, we do have a Democratic president there.
And they don't have the numbers. This is what they don't understand. Ted Cruz is out here screaming and bitching and crying and whining that the leadership is not being leaders. They're not doing everything that we promised.
Fuck you.
You don't have the numbers, you asshole. You don't have the numbers.
That's why they have to do things like shut the government down,
right? He thinks that's what'll work. He thinks that yes, we should shut the government down until we get our way. The minority should hold a gun to the head of the rest of the country and say, if we don't get our way, the whole country dies.
Do you think that's what Ted Cruz thinks the his slave-owning forefathers did when they couldn't agree with the other party?
Well,
when they just shut the bitch down?
Fucking Cuban. Who knows what his forefathers...
Oh, yeah. Oh, right. He's not even from this country. How about this? Let's see Ted Cruz's motherfucking birth certificate. In triplicate.
So... you know, he pissed off the turtle man in the Senate.
When he called
him out on the Senate floor, even by name. Yeah. You know, you're not supposed to mention each other's names. It's one of those protocols.
Really?
You're supposed to say the gentleman, my distinguished colleague, or the gentleman from Delaware, or stuff like that. Yeah. You're not supposed to say, you know, Mitch McConnell's a cunt. You can say the distinguished gentleman from Kentucky is a cunt.
Yeah.
So
distinguished gentleman from Kentucky. Remember
they smacked him down. We talked about it here on Crab Diving that he tried to bring up some legislation, and even the Republicans were like,
fuck you,
Teddy.
Sorry.
Don't shit on the leadership, Dickie. Yeah.
Don't shit on my chest without saran wrap.
So now he is the one leading this assault to try to shut the government down over planned fucking parenthood.
God, it's...
And he's got a little caucus in the... his little group of lunatics.
Got a little caucus.
So last night, they voted... Finally, Mitch McConnell said, we're not going to shut it down. We're going to vote a clean... We're going to punt it. We're going to vote for a clean bill and come back in December. And let's do it all over again.
Right.
But so the vote was last night, and I believe it was 77-19.
Fuck you.
To vote on the clean bill.
Okay.
All 19 were lunatic conservative Republicans.
Great. Awesome.
Oh, so, of course, the rest of them now are rhinos. Any of the ones in the Senate that voted for this clean bill, Ted Cruz and all his friends think are rhinos and they're pussies and they're letting the Democrats win because they didn't blow up the whole place to get their way.
Yeah.
So they lost.
Oh, well, that happens, you know.
So Ted threw a little hissy fit on the floor,
you know,
of the Senate.
It takes a lot. You got to be a good loser. I mean, it takes more character to lose gracefully than to win, right? I mean... So what does it say about these
assholes? You want to understand the volcanic frustration with Washington? It's that Republican leadership in both houses will not fight for a single priority that we promised the voters we would fight for when we were campaigning.
Which is nothing, right, by the way. All you fought for when you were campaigning was destroying anything the president did or wanted to do.
Yeah. So, like,
what did you promise to do?
What do you stand for?
Right. So now he's you see his face, it's sad Ted face, and he's all but hurt that he's that his side lost, and now he's lecturing the Senate about the fact that the leadership, he's again pulling his butt cheeks apart and letting flee a fart into the face of Mitch McConnell.
Oh shit, that's good.
Less than a year ago. You know, this past week was a big news week in Washington. The Speaker of the House, John Boehner, announced he was going to resign. There was lots of speculation on the media as to why the Speaker of the House resigned. Mr. President, I'm going to tell you why he resigned.
Oh, well, tell us, please, Ted.
Stupid.
It's actually a direct manifestation of this disconnect between the voters back home and Republican leadership.
It's not true. Maybe your voters back home, your batshit, drooling, insane, wild-eyed, racist, homophobe Texans.
Right, who can somehow vote in one block because of bullshit gerrymandering, probably. Right. He represents no one.
And you also, it shows you that the fact that you got 19 votes means that you're in the minority. You're not, there's not a disconnect. You're saying that everybody who doesn't think like we do is disconnected with the people.
Yeah, because it's not what Jesus would have wanted.
Right.
It's this bullshit religion, right? Is that what we're dealing with?
Well, that's all abortion argument is about. They tried to. God, I saw some comments today. I was foolishly diving into the comment section of some of these places.
Be careful.
God, these arguments they come up with for this bullshit of it's all baby killing, for one.
No, sure.
The moment that you blast the load inside of there, it is a sanctified life to these people.
Right. It's like you can take a sperm and put shoes on it.
It's unreal. It's really unreal. And they don't acknowledge the fact that the vast majority of abortions are done when it's like a tadpole. It looks like a Cheeto.
Yeah, it's a sea monkey. It's not alive. It's just a bunch of fucking
But in their heads, it's this Fiorina fraud video of a baby laying on a table kicking and saying, "Don't kill me! No! Don't kill me! No!"
Women should have control over their own fucking bodies, and these little idiots can't wrap their heads around that.
No, they can't.
They're fucking assholes.
Speaker Boehner and later McConnell had promised there will be no shutdown, so therefore they will fund every single priority of Barack Obama's.
Ooh, he said, he invoked McConnell's name again.
Oh, shit.
He said Boehner and McConnell. So that's who they're going after next.
What are they
going
to do? Towel snap him in the steam room?
Oh, they're still recovering from their celebration over Boehner.
Yeah.
And they're recharging their oxygen cannulas and recharging their scooters and getting ready to celebrate and go after. Now they want to get rid of McConnell because they feel that the leadership should have been representing their insanity the whole time.
Well, here's what I don't understand. I mean, don't they need money from the Republican Party to get elected and shit like that? Ted Cruz, doesn't he need Mitch McConnell and Boehner?
Not these days now with the fucking super PACs.
Super.
That's why we have Trump.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
If Trump couldn't self-finance endlessly,
right,
he wouldn't be in it.
He wouldn't exist.
There's no way the GOP party would be sending money to him to help him campaign, or he'd be getting the equal amount that everybody else gets. You know, if like we want to have these fair elections where everybody gets a certain piece of the pie, totally publicly funded, none of this bullshit, none of this super PAC bullshit, get rid of all that crap.
Right.
And let's have publicly funded elections 2 months ahead of time. Wow. No, none of that. We're a year and months ahead. None of this.
Yeah, and you know, you just...
It's good for our show.
Absolutely, yeah. But it's like we're caught in this thing, though, that all you talk about is, poll numbers and who's winning and this and that. And you never...
You said poll.
Yes. And you never hear what these guys are about. Just who's winning. You rarely hear anything. Well, they're not saying anything, first of all. But you, well, like, we don't know what these candidates are for. We just know that in this state, they're ahead by X amount of percentage points.
Which means little right now, except it is affecting... what's happening? Because look at Jebediah, James Earl Jones Bush. That, I mean, he's kind of, to use the political term, fucked right now. Because his donors are allegedly starting to be like...
why are we giving this asshole money?
Yeah, we're he watching sucks. Your numbers and they're going down like a... Ty Hooker. Then of either sex.
Sure.
Then
they're not they don't float.
So now the rumor is that some of these donors are like, you know, we're gonna make our money go away
right
unless Jeb starts turning shit around and starts maybe rising in the polls a little bit. But he's so boring. He's so dumb too. I mean, as terrifying as it is, I think George might be the smart one.
Shit. Sorry, I'm just sitting here thinking about how do we make Taiwanese prostitutes more buoyant?
Buoyant?
He said going down. Oh, going down is in oral sex. I thought like sinking. Shit, I'm sorry.
Why would Thai prostitutes
I
sink
don't know.
More I would, than...
I don't know.
Because they're full?
I don't know. You said that, and I was trying to figure out why are they drowning? Going down. I get it. Sorry, I didn't... fuck Jeb Bush. He's an idiot. How do you like that?
Fucking right in that pussy.
God, that video we watched the other day was so funny.
Oh, there's a man on the street interview, yeah. And a car goes by. It's live, and a car goes by, and some dude yells out, "Fuck her, the pussy!" And as the guy's looking at the car, a girl runs up and grabs his microphone. And says, "Fuck me right in the pussy." And then he's like, "What?
Who started those?" I wonder.
I don't know where that came from.
I wonder if it's in Wikipedia. You can look up and figure out who started the trend.
How
of
it saying, started, I don't know.
Fuck her right in the pussy.
Class.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. Yeah. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, "Fool me once, shame on you." Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
And I think he's smarter than Jeb.
Is he smarter or just more like... Because James Earl Jones, Jebediah Bush, right. Seems a little stiff and, you know, not that personable. W has never appeared stiff or unfriendly. He just seems like a doofus.
Right.
But he seems like a fun guy.
Sure.
Once you get past all the war crimes and shit.
Sure. The genocide and the war crimes.
What am I saying? None of them are likable. They're all heinous, fucking horrible people.
The headline over at the Drudge Report, let's dumb it down.
Fuck you.
Apparently, let's strap on some tinfoil to our heads. It says, New World Order.
Oh, shit.
Putin outsmarts Obama.
Illuminati.
It leads over to the New York Post. I mean, come on. To an opinion piece at the New York Post.
Some asshole. You know what I mean?
So the headline on an alleged news site.
Yes. A huge news site.
Is an opinion piece.
On the New York Post.
From the New York fucking Post.
Which is trashy as fuck. You know, whenever I visit New York, I love picking up that post. First of all, it reads like a book. It's very easy to handle and thumb through, you know. But it's hilarious because it's pure... fucking garbage.
The headline is Obama has turned Putin into the world's most powerful leader.
Putin. Oh, yes. How did he do that? What did he do?
Because this guy thinks Obama's, you know, a big weenie.
Does this relate to the Iran deal that's so heinous?
And what's going on with ISIS in Syria and all that stuff. And that, you know, he's basically allowing Putin to leap unchecked into... The Ukraine to Crimea, which is already gone. They forget Georgia, which is funny.
What?
Not your Georgia,
right?
Soviet Georgia or former Soviet Georgia.
Nine or nicked. Nick.
When Uncle Nipples rode his bear.
Tweaked them.
Took his shirt off and rode his bear straight into fucking Georgia.
Took it over.
Unchallenged. And George Bush went, well, you know, I looked into his soul and I saw a good man.
Number one.
Or whatever the hell he said about Putin. Something to that effect.
Something dumb. Number one, I mean, a lot of people over here, they don't realize Georgia is its own country, okay? And number two, the guy who was president at the time, maybe he didn't realize Georgia was a sovereign nation that was taken over by Putin.
Well, but don't you
maybe
think...
Maybe he didn't get it. Right. Maybe Cheney just didn't tell him.
Just one of their states, like here.
Oh, God, I forgot to mention to you, George. Georgia is a country, and it was taken over by Putin. Do we do anything about it? Yeah, no.
There's no oil there, so they don't give a shit. Cheney was busy.
Where are we getting lunch today?
Suck the lifeblood out of the Mideast.
Yeah.
The black lifeblood.
What do you think they let George do when he sat around the White House? Did he get to pick where lunch came from, where they ordered out?
Bush?
Yeah.
No, I think they just handed him a Nintendo and let him play video games all day.
I'm going to have bologna again. Tell him. You think he had bologna every day? Fish sticks.
He might have started painting when I was at the White House.
Hey, Dick, I learned how to write with my toes. I can hold a pencil in there. Watch this. I'll sign your name.
Hey, here's the rest.
Oh, yes.
Of Ted Cruz.
Yummy.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. Somebody stick a nipple in Ted's mouth. He's crying.
Well, actually, here's the hole. The whole Republican caucus.
Soon, all those babies will be chopped up and sold for parts. Right.
We are right now voting on what's called a clean CR. Now, I will note, it is clean only in the parlance of Washington, because what does it do? It funds 100% of Obamacare, 100% of executive amnesty. It funds all of Planned Parenthood. It funds the Iranian nuclear deal.
So what he wants to basically do is say, we believe that us as the legislature, as a minority in the legislature, should be able to have 100% of our agenda passed or nothing.
Well, you know, he can pass his fucking agenda. His party just needs to win. That's all.
Sure.
Then you can pass your fucking agenda.
Get your ass in the White House, Dick Cheese. Pass a supermajority in the Senate. Let's see.
That's like a hockey team.
Without gerrymandering, by the way.
Right.
Let's see if you can pull that off.
That's like the hockey team that loses saying, hey, we want the Stanley Cup. Why can't we have it? Well, you lost. Too fucking bad. Give it to me anyway, bitches.
Well, with the Republicans now, though, they'd say, no, we didn't.
No, that's right. You lied. We didn't lose.
No, we didn't. But we have tape. No, we didn't.
Jesus.
It's the blatant...
It's bullshit.
Denial of a fact that you put in front of them. You hand them an apple, and they say, I think it's an orange.
They are waist deep in
but it's
bullshittery.
Not. It's an apple.
Yeah.
No, it's an orange. You're persecuting me. Uh-huh.
And their constituents are like, Jesus.
It is essentially a blank check to Barack Obama.
No, it's a blank check so he can fund all these fetal chop shops and go suck off the Ayatollah.
Why don't you try working together?
Ooh,
I know I'm speaking heresy, but why don't you try working together with some of those maybe less batshit Republicans and maybe a few of the gasp Democrats?
Fuck you, hippie!
To try to come to compromises to try to get some shit done for
Burn
the good of the
hell.
American people instead of running in there screeching with a cartoon bomb in your hand.
Eat my dick.
With the wick going and you're like,
we're going to blow this motherfucker up. It's like that guy in Detroit when he saw the spider on his fuel tank.
Did you see the video, by the way?
No, I didn't see it.
It's a great video.
Dad, I looked at the story I was writing yesterday's summary for the show. And
crabdiving.com.
That is one of the more remarkable stories we've ever covered. I mean, because...
Not bright.
Well, all I can figure is that the sadistic assholes all look a spider. You know, it'd be funny if I burnt it.
No, he was afraid. He said he's afraid of spiders, and he didn't want to. he didn't want, I guess he didn't want to like put his hand near it to put the gas nozzle there. So he figured he would burn the spider away first.
You see, I don't believe that. I think he's lying because he's so embarrassed of what he did. I think he thought it would be funny to
watch.
How
is that better though? I mean, they're both
Because it comes off less sadistic if he's like, listen, I just thought it'd be funny to burn that spider just to watch it burn. As you know,
think you should claim it was high. Just take the take the hit.
Listen, I do, because if the story was this dude was stoned off his ass and he decided to burn the fucking thing, he'd be like, well,
then you get a DUI.
But he would, yeah.
Now it's just public humiliation.
There's no good way to say I nearly burned down a gas station because I was trying to kill a spider with a Bic lighter.
Yeah, it's not
just stupid.
Not the smartest thing.
That's not very clean to me. That actually sounds like a very dirty funding bill. Funding priorities that are doing enormous damage.
It's so cheap. He's so cheap. He's such a cheap little asshole. It's not a clean bill. It's a dirty bill. Okay, easy joke. You're disgusting. You fucking hack.
Funding things that are doing enormous damage.
God, you know what's doing damage? Having a look at your fucking shitty haircut. Ted Cruz, I cannot stand your hairstyle. It's too severe. Don't you think he needs less gel and needs to... Just looks like such an asshole.
Ted Cruz?
Yeah, I hate it.
He is an asshole.
He should cut it short and do like a little Caesar thing. Comb it forward, dickhead. Just shave it off.
Grow that little square mustache in the front, too. Go for the full
right.
Life.
Oh, he should just Hitler it up. Hitler it up, baby!
Just Godwin, total Godwind it.
We Godwin's law and crab diving at 2:47, mark the time. We went full Hitler.
So that is what's going on there. That's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
We've never played a clip.
Is that Putin outsmarts Obama?
Oh, yes. Why don't we ever play a clip where Ted Cruz doesn't sound like a fucking idiot? Tough to come by, I would imagine.
Yeah. God, do you remember the...
I hate him.
Do you remember that video he did of the Simpsons, of all the Simpsons imitations?
Oh, my God.
Could not with a goat.
Was he good?
No.
He wasn't good at it? I don't know.
It was creepy as hell. I don't know who told him that he could do a bunch of imitations.
Somebody that sits around and sucks his dick all day. A yes man told him he was good.
Hi, I'm Ted. With Harry Shearer retiring, I'm auditioning for any part I can get in The Simpsons. Smithers, release the hounds. Excellent. Heidly ho, neighbor. Oakley dokley, neighborino. One of the great exchanges between Homer and Lisa.
But Dad, I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat animals.
But Lisa, animals are so delicious. There's the animal we get bacon from, the animal we get ham from, the animal we get sausage from.
Dad, that's all the same animal.
Oh, sure, Lisa. A magic animal that all the wonderful foods come from.
That's Homer.
It's not a very, none of it's good. He's just saying the lines that they said, and he's not making it sound like the fucking character. Does he understand what an imitation is?
I can't. He thinks he is.
Kang and Kodos. In one of the great classic episodes when they run for president. I'm running for president now, and, you know, it's really tough.
Forward, not backwards. Upwards, not downwards.
He's really not doing the voice at all. It's like forwards, not backwards. Isn't that how Kodos and Krono sound?
Well, they
forward, not backwards.
They do a character. They don't use their. He's just saying lines.
He's so awful. There you go. Ted Cruz trying to human it up and just failing miserably. Really, total fail.
He should try. If I was directing that segment, I'd be like, hey, Ted, listen, good job. You nailed the lines. Let's just try a little harder. Let's make it actually sound like The Simpsons. Let's try it again.
Oops.
Can you imagine directing him?
Him?
You think he ever did theater as a kid? You think he ever was in Our Town, played George?
I think he was a debater, right? He was
a master debater.
He was on the debate team at Harvard, right?
Oh, God. At Harvard.
At Harvard?
He's supposed to be a man of the people.
Right.
He went to Harvard and was probably in Skull and Bones, right? Was he in one of those creepy fucking societies, you know what I mean? Like the Georgie Porgy was in.
Oh, probably.
God.
One of those creepy man societies.
Rich white guys, give it up for them.
Yeah, exactly.
God damn it.
Head over to our Facebook page, ladies and gentlemen. There's a story there that it's visual. It's about these apparently, and it's all over because there are pictures from Czech Republic, I mean, from Germany, from Russia, of these people who are dressing up as American Indians.
Oh, I saw
that. And like doing, it's like these Civil War reenactors or these medieval SCA people here in the United States, Society for Creative Anachronism people who dress up and, you know, live portions of their days, try to live medieval lives and shit like that. But these people are dressing up like American Indians and they're, you know, they're putting on the feathers and the paint and all that stuff. And, you know, some of the American Indians aren't like really thrilled with a bunch of fat German guys running around with a mohawk laying around a teepee on the weekends or some, you know, some Russian family.
God, I just looked through all the pictures.
Look through the pictures. They're amazing.
I don't know what to say.
It's very weird. It's very strange.
It's so fucked up. Why are they fascinated with that? I mean, you know.
I don't know. And one guy, when he was challenged about it, said, it's very selfish. You shouldn't keep your culture to yourself.
Okay. We apologize to him, I guess, for courting our own. I don't give a shit, I guess. I mean, you know, it looks like, I mean, you know, just looking through these pictures, it doesn't look like they're making fun of it.
I don't think so. I think
it looks like
they're
really into the style.
Right. I mean, but pasty white people dressed up as Indians.
I was going to ask you, why does this guy look like that? But, you know, what the fuck do I know? It's accurate.
War paint. Yeah. The whole white on the face was war paint for some tribes.
Where did they get that? I mean, I mean, you know, the Native Americans back in the day.
Walmart, Germany.
I mean, how do they make
an Indian section now?
How do they make the white paint, though? Like, how do you get the color white out of a berry? Or are they the dirt or something? Or
the chalk? Or
from a chalk tree?
From the ground?
From the chalk.
From the chalk tree, you do.
How do they have time for all that shit? Because aren't you sort of like...
Well, what do they do?
You're foraging around for fucking...
No, their lives were far better than ours. So chill.
Dude,
I mean, there was the whole getting eaten by a saber-toothed tiger
and
shit.
There's that.
But...
Wait a second. Wait a second.
They weren't hopping into a machine of death that spews out toxic fumes and going to a big giant glass... enclosure where you're put into a cube like a fucking hamster and you spin for 8 hours and you run in your goddamn wheel to make some cunt with a CEO in front of his name rich.
I know.
Then you go home and you pop pills or you have to take your medicine for your high cholesterol because it's fucking killing you.
Now we're getting into something interesting here. So
sorry.
No. This is all interesting to me.
Went on a rant.
No, it's a good rant. You brought up something interesting. Did the Native Americans, or do we call them American Indians? I don't know. Did they have?
I think we're back to Indian.
Well, you said pop pills. Did they have better drugs than we have now?
No. Well,
I mean, they had good drugs, right?
Well, they had some.
You don't remember that scene in Crazy Horse starring the late, great Richard Harris? Wait, is he dead? Is Richard Harris dead? Yes. Okay. How sad.
He's no longer with us.
Do you remember that scene where he's strung up from the tent? He's got these two knives stuck through his titties. He's a white man going through the ceremony to become a legitimate brave. An honest to God, real brave Indian guy. You don't remember that?
I don't recall the knives and the titties.
Let me tell you something. I do. You know why I remember that? Because I had listen to this shit. I had an American.
Did you do a recreation?
Yes, I did. On Friday night.
Still have the nipple marks.
Down at the fault line on Melrose in Vermont. No, I had an American history class where I had a teacher. Let's just say he was burnt out on the whole teaching thing because I think he was disillusioned with students.
Right.
This is how he would do class. He would hand us a note sheet. And on the note sheet would have with just a bunch of paragraphs. And he would read it out loud. He would read the thing out loud, and he would go, okay, guys, on this next blank that I'm coming up in, I need you to write the word George Washington. So we'd write George Washington. And all around, you know, it's like fill in the blank. What's the...
Right, right.
So, like, and then the test
nice.
Would just be that. Except, you know, there wouldn't be a George Washington in the blank, but he would go over the test with us. So we would just need to memorize what went in each blank in the order it came in. Because he was getting tired of his students failing, in that, which would make him look bad.
Nice.
And so because of that, we really didn't need to do anything else. So we would watch movies that included, you know, American history. I watched The Untouchables starring the great Kevin Costner. I watched Crazy Horse.
Because that's a great real movie. Accurate depiction.
We watched a John fucking Wayne movie. Mm-hmm. A Rooster Cogburner. One of those
that's
fucking
a good movie.
It's a great movie.
That's a good movie.
I learned all about American history, though. Isn't that sad?
Wow.
And I won an award. I got the highest grade in the class, and I was recognized for being a good student in American history. And I had the choice. God, I don't mean to. I'm boring.
What did you learn about slavery? That
nothing.
It was a good thing
in Georgia
that they liked it.
Shut up! We didn't learn shit. Amistad wasn't out yet, so we didn't cover it.
I've got a clip here. This is from fresh from these hearings this morning. These Planned Parenthood, this Inquisition, these mullahs.
Mullah.
Excuse me, God. I'm sorry. I'm drinking beer.
God bless you.
Don't judge.
Fuck you.
It's my evening.
Yes.
Ridiculous Planned Parenthood grilling that they had this morning. This is representative
of fetal body parts.
Yeah, right. A little toss in a salad. A little vinaigrette.
Put another baby tongue on the Barbie.
You're right.
It's so stupid. No one's selling body parts, you fucking assholes. Yeah, grow up.
Representative Glenn Grothman. Grothman? Grothman?
No, no, no.
It might be Grothman.
It's pronounced Grothman.
I prefer Grothman.
Yes.
From Wisconsin.
Fuck you.
A Republican.
God, let me tell you something. Your old state, Scott Walker, has just fucked your cheesy state, rhiny asshole.
You just got to listen to a little bit of what this poor president of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, this just giant trumpeting cuntitude that she had to listen to from these assholes.
We got to animate this show.
When I look at cities around me that have a Planned Parenthood clinic, usually they're what by Wisconsin standards are medium-sized cities, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000. Usually in those cities, as a guy, I could go to many clinics local.
What does he get it? What is he?
But the point is, he. You just said it, you fucking asshole. Well, as a guy, I can go to a whole bunch of places.
But, you know, some of the people on the planet are not guys. They have vaginas and not cocks.
And some guys do go.
Yes.
By the way.
To Planned Parenthood?
Right.
For what? Oh, we discussed this.
You could get STD testing. You can get condoms.
You can get your testicles weighed.
AIDS tests, I think, okay. Maybe some of them.
Locally, that have all the machines that one would need. All of these clinics, as far as I know, take Medicaid dollars. So they, you know, you could go to any of those clinics to get any medical service you could.
And meanwhile,
what is this fucking point?
One of their arguments is that why are we giving any funding to this organization when we have plenty of free clinics that all these people can go to?
Do you think, now I'm going out on a limb here, what's this asshole's name, Dickface McGee?
Grothman.
Does Grothman change his avatar on Facebook to pink? So he can stand with Planned Parenthood?
Are you kidding me?
I don't think so. You're an asshole, sir. No one likes you.
But this is civil, by the way, compared to...
Well, fuck him.
This one jerkwad that she... I'm trying to find the clip of him.
Do you hear what he's saying? He doesn't know what he's talking about. Has all the machines. What does he mean, the abortion machine?
Right.
As
a guy,
oh, yes.
Ryan... I, as a guy,
right,
can go and do what I want.
Oh, yes. Most clinics are equipped with a fetal Floby.
Right.
You ever seen a Flobe? Have you ever used one on your own head?
I have seen one. You know, I have not allowed it anywhere near any of my hair.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Let me tell you something. I would use a Flobe. I've seen one before at a bar in Chicago. That's Chicago drinking scene for you. You'll see everything at a fucking bar because that's where everybody is because it's cold and they're miserable. But this guy had a Flobe out and was sucking the hair off people.
I see.
It was awesome.
Here's a little bit of
Pimp My Fetus.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Correct? There's like one or two places that doesn't, but you don't do mammograms.
If you would give me one moment to explain, sure. Planned Parenthood is a women's health center, just like where I go for my breast exams every year. If you need a mammogram, you're referred to a radiological center, and that's how women actually receive their care.
Well, it's the reduction over the course of years in pink. That's the reduction in the breast exams, and the red is the increase in the abortions.
By the way, Chaffetz, Jason Chaffetz.
Mr. Chaffetz.
Utah drizzle dick.
Hey, Utah drizzle dick.
Who is grilling this poor Ms. Richards. And his chart that he's talking about, look at in pink. It's going up. It's going up. The abortions are going up.
Yeah.
While mammograms are going down. They fudged the... They put two different graphs on each other, and if you list it by total procedures,
yes,
and you say mammograms are here and abortions are here, abortion stays almost the same, going up like tiny percentage, 2%. I think it's gone up,
yeah,
the amount of abortions over the years, whereas the amount of mammograms has gone down, I don't know, 10%. And then she explains that they're trying to say, look, you're turning into a baby-killing factory. You're doing less of this mammogram crap and killing more babies.
They're trying to draw a relationship.
Dicing them.
Between the two figures,
yeah, he's saying,
right?
Look how one is going down and one's going way up. But the one that's going way up, it's not going way up. It went up 2 percentage points.
Yeah.
But when you graph it with no y-axis,
there's no
numbers on the y side of the axis. So they put those two line graphs together. Yeah. Whereas if you put them on an actual graph of the number of procedures done, the abortion line looks like it goes straight fucking across.
Yes.
While mammograms go down. Now they say, well, why are mammograms going down? She says, well, like many of our procedures, as medical recommendations, as our technology changes, like pap smears went down because they said, you know what? Maybe we're doing them too much. Maybe you get one every other year.
Right.
Or maybe if you're, instead of when you're 18, you don't have the speculum shoved into your cooter. Maybe you can wait till you're 30 or something. You know what I mean? So they've decided that because of our advances.
Science is fucking evolving despite these fucking backwoods fucking cutbacks.
So she says, well, that's why we're doing less pap smears, because medically they're less necessary right now.
Oh, God.
And then he puts that number, though, those two graphs together, really fraudulently.
Yeah.
And that's what he's yelling about now, where he's like, look at the pink.
This is fucking nuts.
In pink, that's the reduction in the breast exams, and the red is the increase in the abortions. I pulled those numbers directly out of your corporate reports.
Oh, my loggers informing me that the source of this is actually Americans United for Life, which is an anti-abortion group, so I would check your source.
Bam, baby.
Yeah, yeah. She didn't, she was unbowed, by the way. Unbowed.
That was amazing. By the way, check your source, stupid.
Listen to this, guys. Oh, this is his opening statement. This is the chairman.
These people just hate women, right? I mean, what else could you deduce?
Of this inquisition of theocratic Christo twats. and by the way, he starts crying during his opening statement.
Oh, fuck.
Important topic.
You.
The risk of getting a little personal. Yeah. My wife, Julie, and I have been married some 24 years.
I can't listen
Congratulations.
To this. He goes on. This is how spurious their logic is. He goes on to say, basically, that the federal government is only spending $5 billion a year to fight cancer. Yet,
oh God,
and both his parents died of cancer. So basically, he's saying that the money that we're going to kill babies with Planned Parenthood should have gone to cancer. Therefore, you killed my parents.
But, well, I mean,
you evil baby killers also killed my parents because they both died of cancer and they could have had research done to them.
Is he?
But the research, the baby parts are going to research on cancer, you idiot.
That's amazing. Well, does anybody just take this guy aside and say, listen, thank you so much for serving the government and everything, but the thing is, you're just a fucking idiot. Or you're a total fake, and you're not doing anything to help.
It's Kabuki.
Right.
This is for him to get a five-minute video to go put on SenatorCuntface.com or whatever his fucking representative, Chaffetz.
Send me money.
And then all the idiots are going to go inside. Look how Mr. Chaffetz. Oh, look at him. He told her that baby killing whore. He told her.
And he sends him an evil fucking email blast. It says, hey, listen, we're trying to stop the evil that is abortion.
Re-elect me.
Send me $5.
Exactly. Yep.
By the way, if Nancy Pelosi, if you happen to be listening, thank you so much for sending me the email today.
Email
for the
from Nancy?
Third time asking me for money. I don't have anything to give you right now.
I'm not on that one.
Please try again later. I'm on all of them. I'm on all of them.
Elizabeth Warren, I get those from. Not that much though. She's not that obnoxious. Just saying. So there you go. That's a little bit of what is going on. That's what's important to the Republicans. Not jobs. Thank not continuing you. The government going.
Right.
Not I don't know, income inequality. Not the NSA sticking its ears up to our small colon. None of that.
I didn't know I produced sound out of there.
It's small intestine.
Bug my big colon.
Okay, so there you go.
Pimp my colon.
That's what's going on there. Pimp my colon.
Beetle Chop Shop. Hello. How can you help? How can we help you? What are you looking for? What do you want? A kneecap? You want an aorta?
Let's see if
you want
we
a heart,
can,
liver.
Let's see a little bit of footage here.
Bro, holy shit! Look at this fucking thing! Oh my god! What the fuck is that, bro? Jay, what the fuck is that? Oh man, pull back up, Jay. Come on. Come on, bro. Pull back up, bro. We're seeing some shit we ain't never seen before, kid. Oh. But Jay says it's a fucking big sea turtle.
Look, baby whale.
It's a baby fucking whale, man. Holy shit. We are witnessing a baby fucking whale right here, dude.
It's just not. It's not. A couple of these Boston guys came up on what turned out to be a sunfish, which is a big, giant, round, goofy-looking fish. They're massive. They're massive. And
I'm joking. It is the funniest thing I've ever heard. He's like Boston Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, my God. And it goes on for 5 minutes.
Holy shit. That thing is big, Jay. What is that thing? It looks hurt.
I don't know.
That thing looks hurt, Jay. Jay, that thing is hurt, bro.
I don't think it was hurt, by the way. I think
this thing is hurt, bro.
They said it kind of swam off.
He's just sitting there. Right. He has no idea. There's this moron from Boston. Be like,
circle around, bro. Circle around.
Look at that fucking thing.
It's a baby whale.
Oh, God. It's so funny.
Go to crabdiving.com. And you can watch the whole video there. That guy now is a little celebrity. He's been doing radio spots in Boston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Good for him. He's funny.
He's a Boston dude.
I mean, you know, shame on you for wanting to kill it, I guess. But, geez, you're hilarious.
Well, he thought, you know, it was,
he thought it was a turtle.
Make a lot of money off of it, yeah.
Wait, that's even worse. Dude, you can't do that to turtles. Let a turtle, you know, go about its business. Let it go out and eat plastic bags because that's what they do. They don't know because these sea turtles, they eat something called a pineapple jellyfish. At least the ones in the Gulf of Mexico do. And guess what they look like?
Fucking jellyfishes that look like pineapples?
No, they look like those plastic grocery bags.
Oh, do they sting? They fuck you up?
Yeah, sure. The pineapple fish does. The turtle doesn't. It'll just rape you.
You got stung by a man of war, right?
Yes, I did, Pat, and it hurt like a motherfucker. It did hurt so bad. I was out with my cousin, my dad, my uncle. I was like 11, and the thing stung me, and I screamed like I was getting gutted. Yes. I felt bad. Now that I think about it, I feel bad for everybody at the beach. Like, all of a sudden, there's this little kid going,
Are you 14, 15?
Probably a little. No, I was like 11. I was probably a little overdramatic, you know, but oh, yeah, I was 22. You know, my dad told me he nearly had to hit me in the face. I mean, he wouldn't have, but you know what I mean? To get me to calm the fuck down.
Put your face down in the water.
But it hurt so fucking bad. Yeah. And then the lifeguard peed on me. I'm just kidding. They put meat tenderizer on me. That's what you do.
Oh, they didn't pee on you, though.
FYI. No.
As much as they wanted to.
Unfortunately, no. No peeing.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
I don't know why we ended up with ice cubes there.
Yes, ice cubes in the tumbler. Welcome to crab diving. Fuck you.
I think that's an actual crab diving recorded.
Recorded live.
Sound effect.
That was in the old podcast.
It was in the old podcast. It was an actual glass of scotch.
Yep.
Donald Trump.
Oh, God.
Still in the lead of the clown car.
Yay.
Didn't have a great weekend, though. We talked about it yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com. He was on 60 Minutes. That didn't go real well.
You know, that's not the show for him. He shouldn't go on 60 Minutes. Those guys are going to... Did they rip him apart or what?
On Friday...
Yes.
They kind of... Yeah, they shredded him a little bit.
Right.
On Friday, he was at a rally at the Oklahoma Fair.
Oh, God damn it.
Alongside a double bill...
Lucky boy!
...of Foreigner and Lover Boy.
Everybody is working for the weekend. Everybody.
Here you go. There was somebody there that he called up to the stage.
I'm so sorry. Other than it was cold as ice.
What are we talking about?
Foreigner. What else did they sing other than willing to sacrifice our love? What was Foreigner's big hit other than that? I love Loverboy, man. They were great. I had their, when I was in sixth grade, I had their cassette tape. I got it from a Columbia Music Club for my monthly selection.
Feels like the first time?
Yeah. That's Foreigner. Yeah. No, that's Loverboy.
Foreigner.
Oh. Oh.
And there you go.
Okay.
Here's Donald Trump at the Oklahoma, some Oklahoma dealio.
Right. Lover boy. Good fucking Christ. What must that look like? I mean, God, they must be like 87 years old.
Well, you think Foreigner is
oh yeah, that's true.
Any younger?
No, not at all. They're probably older, right?
Let's see. Working for the weekend, turn me loose, loving every minute of it.
Loving every minute of it. Loving. I thought loving every minute of it was Bon Jovi.
Queen of the Broken Hearts. It's Never Easy.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Strike Zone. Prissy.
What?
I don't know. These are all some of their...
Them crazy fucking tunes.
Some of their albums. Some of their...
Wow.
1979, they were formed.
Loverboy.
They're still touring. By the
way. Shit, man. They didn't make it. They didn't save enough money from their heyday. If you're still touring and you're in Loverboy, you didn't sock enough away.
They just played
a bar mitzvah.
Oh wait, coming up tonight, ladies and gentlemen, they're at the Kern County Fair in Bakersfield, here in California.
Oh my God! Oh, I want a funnel cake. I want to see Loverboy.
On Thursday, they're going to be at the Central Washington State Fair in Yakima, Washington. The Lucky Eagle Casino in Rochester, Washington.
Oh, shit. Do they drive in between or do they take a helicopter? You think they have a tour bus or a van? They're in a station wagon. Oh, shit. Foreigner must open for Foreigner because Foreigner was much bigger than Loverboy.
I wonder what you could get Loverboy for your bar mitzvah.
A meal.
Oh, they're up there.
How much?
They look like a bunch of 50 and 60 year old guys running around the stage playing music. They're, you know,
they look great.
Yeah, they're older.
Oh, wait a second. That picture I saw was them back in the late 80s.
That was back from the 80s, yeah.
God, by the way, back in the 80s, I don't know why people didn't use the buttons on their shirts. Did you notice that? Like, all their all that's buttoned is the one above their navel. It's vulgar.
They're sweating a lot up on the stage.
Oh, yes. Turn me loose. Turn me loose.
Let's see.
I'm sorry. We had it. We were talking about some Trump at the fucking fair, right? Not Loverboy.
Right. Shoot me like a rocket in the space. Loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Loving every minute of it. Come on! Come on!
That's fucking awesome. Loving every minute of it!
I think I hurt myself.
Oh, yeah. You all right? Oh, man.
Pieces of my vocal cords flying out.
God, how did, so they're still singing that song.
So here's Donald Trump,
60 years old. You ain't loving every minute of it at the fucking corn fuck fair or wherever they are.
I don't know if Trump opened for these guys or whatever. Here's Trump, and he brings up a special guest up to the stage.
We have to do it. We have to do it. By the way, I don't want to break this up because this is going good. Where's Willie? Where the hell is Willie? Willie, get off here! Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
And coming to the stage now is none other than Willie from Duck Dynasty.
Willie, do you love Trump?
I do like me some Trump, I gotta admit. Here's the deal. We're both successful businessmen. We both had pretty big shows on television. We both have wives that are 1,000 times better looking than us. So I like.
So I'm all vote for him.
Oh, my God.
Woo!
It's just terrifying. I mean, hey, congratulations, Donald. You're killing it at the Bakersfield fucking fair.
Oklahoma.
Oh, God.
Bakersfield is where Loverboy is going to be tonight.
Loving every minute of it.
So this is over at the Daily Banter. It says Duck Dynasty star backs Trump at rally, providing the perfect snapshot of American politics.
Oh, how
it's
embarrassing.
True. Look at this, what a fucking asshole this guy is. He's wearing a flag bandana around his head. His long hair is tucked in. He's got his shades on and his big stupid beard. Cause you know, they're nothing but coon asses from the middle of the fucking swamps in Louisiana.
God damn it.
They're all like
right.
Ivy League educated. They're a fraud.
Yeah.
They're a fraud.
They're a joke. It's theater. By the way, listen to the way Trump brings this guy up. Have you ever heard Obama introduce if Trump's president, you know how you do the State of the Nation?
Right.
The speech or whatever.
Sure,
the
State of the Union.
State of the Union.
Yeah.
Is he going to, they always have guests, they have stand up and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Is that how Trump's going to do that? Is that how he's going to be, hey, Willie, come on down here, hey.
Yeah, probably. Well, he's used to introducing.
He doesn't. You know,
Miss Utah or something.
Right, you're right. He just. It's just not. Maybe it's just me being. I don't know. It's not that presidential, right?
Why do you think this is? I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so.
Right? That's what Trump is used to doing.
I believe Americans are.
U.S. Americans.
U.S. Americans.
So there you go. There's a little bit of what is going on there. Donald Trump.
Fuck you.
Apparently being.
Right.
Not only opening for Foreigner and Loverboy, but being endorsed by the Duck Dynasty dick.
Amazing.
Yeah, right. I've got a story here. Oh, can listen. Do you want to name this right wing nut job?
Absolutely.
Talking about Donald Trump's favorite subject, which is immigration. You know, he wants to embrace our immigrants here with open arms. Fling them across the border.
I want to guess. I imagine you're going to play Brian Fisher. But
it's asshole.
I'm just guessing.
It's a perfect guess.
No, yeah.
You're right.
Which is weird because it's not. Are you sure he's not talking about the gay?
No. He took a little detour to talk about
the immigrants.
You're telling me during his whole thing he's not going to mention the gay once? I don't remember. Brian Fisher, that's his jam.
This is his jam.
Homosexual marriage.
Here's Brian Fisher for the American Family Association.
What a dick.
On his Focal Point show, his radio / TV. God.
That's
his
stupidest YouTube program name
Focal
for
Point.
A show ever.
Here's Brian Fisher talking about immigration. And, you know, he's way into immigration.
Oh, yes.
Provided
they're white.
Now, what this would mean in America's case, if we were to do this, and again, I'm just speaking hypothetically, if we were to take this seriously, if we were to do something about this, here's what it might look like. We would communicate to the world that strangers are welcome here in the United States under one condition, that they be willing to.
Okay.
You know, he's talking about this horrible refugee crisis. I'm not going to say migrant like all you fuckwads on the news, because they're
people,
not migrants, you assholes.
They desperately need help, right?
They're refugees. They're leaving their countries because their house was bombed away, because there is a war going on in their country, because Bashar al-Assad dropped gas in their neighborhood.
Yeah,
they had to leave the country to stay fucking alive. This isn't somebody right. Who's like, I want to go get a job driving a cab in New York.
And how is that region destabilized in the first place?
Dick Cheney, George Bush,
dropped a
Condoleezza Rice.
Shitload of shock and awe, which is so gross. It's so fucking gross that they used that terminology. They said shock and awe. To what? Well, who did that appeal to?
Because
America.
The John Wayne loving, we got to have the big swinging white American cock of freedom.
I mean,
slapping everybody across the face in the rest of the world.
Dude, imagine if someone dropped one of those, what do they call them? A bunker blaster?
Yeah.
Imagine if they dropped one in MacArthur Park, like, you know, like a mile away from here. Would we feel it?
Sure.
I mean, imagine, we have no fucking idea what these people are going through.
Correct. And, you know, in Europe, they're having problems with who's going to accept them, who's not. The Germans, stepping up, are going to take like 800,000. 800,000.
Yeah, yeah. If they
and
have
here
time.
We're fighting over 10,000. Right. We're going to allow 10,000.
That's in. It.
That's very kind of us.
Yeah.
So a typical warm-hearted Christian.
Yes.
Fucking... Brian Fisher here is saying, well, if we're going to do this, if we're going to let these people in, it's going to be under one condition. And you know what that condition is, Ryan.
Yes.
Now, these are people that are coming from the Mideast, from Syria, mainly.
Okay.
So what do you think?
Sharia law compliant.
They do as far as religion.
Maybe they don't worship the Jesus.
Oh.
Here's what it might look like. We would communicate to the world that strangers are welcome here in the United States under one condition, that they be willing to assimilate completely into American culture, that they be willing to adopt our God.
Oh, there it is.
Wow.
There it is.
Welcome to the Taliban, guys.
They want, the Christians want Iran. Saudi Arabia, they want their version. You come to America, you have to accept our God. Guess what, you white-haired old cunt bag? We live in America, and we don't accept your God.
Right. Hey, you gonna accept our God? Pray to Aquaman. That's mine.
Right.
How do you like that?
That they be willing to adopt our Judeo-Christian heritage. Notice it's a Judeo-Christian heritage. We and the Jewish people share the same heritage, the same moral standards. So because they're part of the Judeo-Christian tradition and they honor it and revere it, they would be welcome here.
Well, but isn't that nice? They'll let the Jews in.
So
Jews can come.
Fucking much,
yeah, Jews
guys.
Can come.
Adopt our Christian holidays. Not come into this country and expect to have special holidays, Muslim holidays. You know, there's one school board, we played the soundbite from that, where they're all torn up. I mean, you talk about division. And see, this is the problem. What you get is cultural division.
When you should all be goose-stepping in line.
You get cultural diversity, you fucking asshole, which means, you know, this sounds so stupid, but I can't believe I'm about to say this, which means you get a bunch of fucking different kinds of restaurants to eat at, which to me is the best thing about diversity, right? Like, in this neighborhood, it's way diverse, right?
I love this neighborhood.
I can go get to El Salvadorian food down there. I can get Indian food. I get Italian food.
Pakistan.
Hell yeah, man.
Thai, that's Korean, a, barbecue. Within, right,
that is the best thing about diversity. We got a Chinese food place down on the fucking corner.
And not like Chinese food in Mobile, Alabama, where it's a couple of idiots. You're like, I want to make some Chinese food. Want some ramen noodles?
Ramen? Yeah.
When you have two strongly held religious traditions that are completely incompatible with one another, they clash. What does that create? It creates a lack of unity. It creates conflict.
Therefore, we should all be the same. We should force everyone to accept Jesus Christ as their personal savior. There won't be any problems.
Why are these small-minded people? Why do they see this? Why do they see that as conflict?
How is this not anti-freedom totalitarianism?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I mean, how can he not see this? You're saying nobody gets into this country except Christians. Our God, our holidays. Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, you know, these type of idiots that think like this. Do you think, okay, let's say we all assimilate, right? We all start worshiping the Christian God.
The Christian Borg.
Right. But don't you think they just continue to split hairs? And say, sure. Well, you're not praying right.
But then you're a Baptist.
Oh, right.
So why aren't you? Why you should be dunking, not dipping.
Oh, you should go to hell.
Right. I mean, exactly.
These idiots, these small-minded motherfuckers are never going to be satisfied.
That's one of their favorite logical fallacies, is the no true Christian, no true Scotsman logical fallacy, where you'll say, hey, there are Christian churches that are embracing of their homosexual brethren and say, Jesus loved them too. We don't care. We don't care. Let them get married or whatever. They ain't true Christians. They ain't true Christians.
These people want the whole fucking country to look like, I don't know, some shitty suburb. Schaumburg, Illinois. You ever been there?
Yeah.
You know what they got? They got a Target.
Well, white people. Lots right. of white
they've,
people.
They've got a Pier 1 Imports. They've got a fucking, you know, all the same shit. So in everybody's house, everybody has all the same shit in their same fucking house, and it's all fucking boring, and it's white as fuck. Which I guess, you know, that statement on my part is a little racist. I don't give a shit. Fuck it.
So there's Brian Fisher.
What a dick.
He goes on, but the main part was the beginning where he's like, you know, accept our God. There you go. That's how you get into America. You got to accept the old white guy's God.
Yeah, enjoy. Big helping old white saggy Jesus. By the way, Jesus white. Totally fucking white, by the way. Grew up in Northern Africa.
Jesus?
Oh, yes.
Sure.
White as fuck.
Exactly.
Who's whiter? Who's whiter? Santa or Jesus? Which one?
No, I think they'd even give that one to Santa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Santa's whiter?
I think so, yeah.
Even though he was born in the North Pole? Yeah. What's Santa's origin story? Was it the North Pole?
St. Nicholas, right? Here is the origin.
And then he has the slaves that the African slaves that he took around. What was it, the Netherlands? There's Santa Claus origin story that David Sedaris tells in one of his books.
Oh, the Elf Chronicles.
6 to 8 black men show up at your home and put you in a sack.
Right.
That's
well, they have that, don't they have Schwarze Pete, right? We talked about that.
Oh, that's right.
Black Pete.
See, that's weird to me. I never think of there being any racism in Europe, which is batshit crazy because there was a little thing there called the Holocaust.
And there's plenty of racism, yeah. Yeah.
But it's a redneck. You just sort of, you condition yourself to think that the only racist people exist in Georgia, Tennessee, Arkansas, Alabama.
Yeah, they hate them some brown over there, too.
You know.
And all around. Look at Britain. Britain.
Hello.
Britain is more.
Pakistanis.
Pakis, yeah.
Yeah, they hate the Pakistanis.
Even if you're not. Anybody from the Mideast is called a Paki.
Right.
Right. I've got, let's see, this is Faith to Action, number 2.
What is that?
Faith to Action.
Okay.
Is a religious group.
Blind faith.
Janet Porter is the name.
Hello,
of this
Janet.
Woman. She was on Barb Wire. You know, what's
Pam
his
Anderson
name?
Movie.
She did a, wrote a screed.
Okay.
For Barb Wire.
Did you ever see that?
What?
Barb Wire.
I did. Pam
starring
Anderson.
Pamela Anderson.
Sure.
That was a great movie.
She's great.
To that action. action film.
That was kind of the Barbarella of our generation.
Yeah, right? I guess so, right? Right?
Barbarella was Jane Fonda in the 60s with her titties out.
You know, Barbarella, though, maybe, I don't know. That was a lot cooler, wasn't it, than Barbarella?
The original one? Sure.
A lot more style.
Yeah.
Isn't that where Duran Duran got their name of the band? That Duran Duran is something in Barbarella? What is it?
Duran Duran. It was the name of the bad guy, I think. And
oh.
Wasn't it? Or somebody God from damn. Barbarella?
yeah, tweet us, at Crab Diving.
So, she... I don't know if this is the audio of this. Let's hear a little bit of... this is Janet Porter, I think.
Janet.
Or maybe not. Maybe not. Well, they're saying that now... that conservative Christians here in the United States are facing the headline says today it's the Christians. Let's see if this is supposed to be playing.
I'd like the left to give us a list of jobs that Christians aren't allowed to have. Those words from Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal at the CNN presidential debate. Jindal added, if we're not allowed to be clerks, bakers, musicians, caterers, are we allowed to be pastors anymore? We're not allowed to be elected officials. This is an important point, he said. The First Amendment rights, the right to religious freedom, is the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Oh, there it is again. It's the most important.
Fuck off and die.
It isn't breaking the law to exercise our constitutional rights. America didn't create religious liberty. Religious liberty created the United States of America. It's the reason we're here today. Governor Jindal is right. If the criminalization of Christianity comes to your vocation, what would you do?
The criminalization.
Oh, yes. Listen, Christians, I'm so fucking sorry you're continually marginalized now, and persecuted.
At Barbed Wire, Matt Barber's ridiculous conservative twunt fest.
Twunt fest.
It says, today it's the Christians. Oh, that was the little audio blurb that's attached to this. And there is a photograph of some Jews from World War II wearing the yellow stars.
They're equating
in
this.
The prison camps.
They're equating this with the Holocaust. Congratulations, you insensitive dickhead.
Several years ago, while visiting the Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., I saw a video presentation of the laws that were passed in pre-World War II Germany.
Shut the fuck up.
One after another, law after law appeared on the screen, along with the dates they were passed. A book entitled The World Must Know described the first of these laws. On April 7, 1933, it dismissed all non-Aryans from civil service, including notaries and teachers in state schools. It was the first of 400 separate pieces of legislation that defined, isolated, excluded, segregated, and impoverished German Jews.
My. Good fucking job.
So they're equating...
You fucking moron.
The fact that Heifer... in Kentucky should be dragged back to jail, Kim Davis, that these assholes who provide public accommodations in the public business sphere decide that they want to hang a no faggots allowed sign on the window. Man. And feel that they're being persecuted when they say you can't do that.
You know, that is the grossest thing I've ever heard. That comparing...
They're heinous people.
To the Holocaust, man. Think about it. People died in a gas chamber. They were told they were getting showers. They give them soap, fucking towels. You go in a room and they just fucking kill you.
We're asking ovens. You to make a cake.
Fuck off.
Nobody's tossing you in
fucking
an oven,
idiots.
You asshole. No one's strapping a yellow cross. They've talked about that, too.
Yeah.
A couple of them have been like, well, what's next? They want to register us all and have us wear yellow crosses on our shirts?
I don't know. Why don't we just say yes? Yes, that's what's next,
no, we
stupid.
Don't need to, because you're all out there all right. yelling and screeching and crying about the Jesus anyway, trying to ram them into our throats.
Yeah. Shit.
One thing the Christians aren't is quiet. They keep talking about, we're too quiet.
What?
Just yesterday,
just fucking yesterday. I was sitting here and the sanctity of my quietude was broken. Oh, wait, 2 days ago on Sunday, the sanctity of my quietude was broken by that fucking van driving around.
Oh, Jesus van.
With some Korean person butchering Spanish.
Wow.
Talking about Jesus, screaming into some kind of loudspeaker, and they drive around the goddamn neighborhood. I want to call the cops on them. Yeah, I want to take a picture of their.
It ain't legal.
They can't be.
No way.
But no, we're persecuting the Christians. They should be able to drive around.
Listen, you assholes that feel like you have to share your religion with everybody because you think you're saving the world or something, in the nicest way possible. I mean, fuck off.
Shut the fuck up.
Shove it up your ass. Get your laser. Go fuck yourself.
And do what you, you know, go and do whatever you want. Get all oiled up and run around, roll around naked in leaves. I don't care what you do for your own religious beliefitudes. But don't legislate this shit.
Yeah,
don't
fuck off.
Fucking Brian Fisher. Everybody who comes to this country has to be Christian.
No, they don't. You don't have to be anything.
And that's what they want. And that's why...
They have to be Christian.
Right. I don't feel like I'm any kind of like any fucking atheist advocate. I'm not out there grabbing people on the street saying, you're wearing a cross, you fucking dummy. What are you, stupid?
Yeah, no, but you know what is kind of fun when they when these guys, they approach you?
Oh, you like to fuck with them.
No, I'll no, I don't. All I say is like they hand me one of those things and I say, I'm sorry, I don't believe in God.
They get all sad.
Oh, they don't know what to do. They look at their faces like, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah. What?
Yeah, I don't believe in God. Big deal. Go fuck yourself. I'm on my way to buy grapes at the fucking grocery store.
Right.
Leave me alone.
Yeah. Why don't you go do something and help people?
Quit terrorizing the fucking grocery store.
Why don't you go volunteer at a homeless shelter? Why don't you go do something to actually help living people instead of standing on a goddamn street corner with a megaphone screaming at people to come to Jesus? Does that work? Is there one person on the planet that has been walking down the street? That asshole in Chicago on State Street.
Yes.
That one guy who used to always stand there with his little mini speaker.
Right.
And his microphone day in and day fucking out. And he would blah, 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 blah. And people would make fun of him and yell at him as they're walking by.
Yeah.
And he would call people fornicators and shit.
Oh, my God. And I remember that guy.
And is there one person in the years that tap dancing asshole was doing that out there that somebody stopped and went,
no.
Oh, you're right. The Lord has just filled my heart and soul.
I mean, maybe. I mean, you know, if somebody's mentally ill, you don't know. But I mean, remember the guy in Chicago, the high guy? Remember him?
The guy who said hello.
Right. He wore a big smiley face.
Smiley badge,
And he had a little smiley face sign.
Very pleasant.
High guy was nice. Jesus guy, not so much. Kind of in your face. I'm a fornicator.
Fuck
you, stupid. You're the one. You're on the fucking sidewalk with an amp. Honestly.
You're a loud cunt.
And where did... Yeah. Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
Why? And by the way, if you own some kind of business or something and some asshole comes in that's not, you know, law enforcement or I don't know, and they buy a megaphone, an electric one.
You're suggesting that
I want to know.
Spray paint, they should legislate and
oh, please stop. That would be the best thing. Dude, if they stop selling megaphones in Los Angeles, quality of life goes up.
Yeah, true.
I mean, I don't mean to be all big government on you, but damn.
I think just pass a law that nobody needs to be.
Shut up law. How's that?
Yeah, I mean, unless you have like a permit for an actual gathering of humans or whatever, nobody needs to be. I don't want to see Richard Dawkins out on the corner reading from The God Delusion into a megaphone. Can you picture that?
You walking by.
What's wrong with you? Do you believe in your sky god?
Well, I would argue with you that might be necessary for us to get this whole world to a better place. We need to proselytize atheism and atheists.
That's what Hitchens believed, that religions...
Right. It's fucking us up.
Not only that, but deserved our constant ridicule.
Yeah,
that's a quote. They right. deserve our constant ridicule.
Well, I mean, if the idea is that...
I don't necessarily feel that way, no, but that's, I'm quoting Hitchens.
I don't either, because, you know, I'm pretty chilled out, laid back most of the time, unless I'm pissed right. off. but, you know, like, I was out as a laundromat, washing my clothes. Sure. Some chick came up to me and started talking to me about God. She's like, are you saved? And I was nice to the person. I was like, yes, I am. Thank you very much. Oh, because I wanted her to go the fuck away. I was reading.
Oh, you're lucky she didn't like sit there and ask you what your favorite Bible verse
was. Well, what?
Yeah. I love them all. Yeah, I love them all.
Right. Well, you know, because the choice would be, you say, yes, I totally believe. Or you say, well, you know, I don't know. I'm not really spiritual. Then they're going to deal with you. Or, no, I don't believe at all. And then you're a big challenge.
Right.
So the only choice you have, if you want them to go the fuck away and leave
Satanist.
You alone, is say, yes, I
Satanic
believe.
Satanic temple.
Right. But you have to say, I believe in everything you do.
Would you like to hear the word of Baphomet?
Oh, yes, Baphomet. What is the word of Baphomet? What does he say? Only Zool. Or whatever from Ghostbusters.
Pass the weed.
Zool. Who is that? Who is the god in Ghostbusters? The first one.
I don't remember.
There is no
yeah,
something.
I don't remember the name.
Only Zool. I am the key master.
Oh, God, it's exhausting.
Fuck you.
Yelling about religion.
Oh, yeah.
Again, I wouldn't be. I've been
the
an atheist.
Dickhead down on the corner's got a megaphone.
Yeah, I've been an atheist since the Eisenhower administration, and I have never felt the need to speak out about it.
Which brings up
until recently, and I'm not trying to convert people. I'm just trying to protect my atheism.
And why did you say you started to question the whole Jesus thing? Because in Catholic school. They told you that your dog was going to burn in hell.
Well, wasn't going to heaven.
Which, okay, then where would he go? To hell.
Well, no,
or
you can go to
some
they,
weird
they don't have a soul, so they don't
heaven?
Go anywhere.
Oh, I see.
Only the privileged with souls get to either go to the fluffy clouds or down and roast.
Yeah, but Popity Dopity just said the dog all dogs go to heaven,
well,
didn't he?
Well, he's, yeah, the Pope. You know, if he would have said that, maybe I'd still be Catholic.
Yeah. Doubtful. Didn't he just say that, though? Did he say the gerbils go to heaven,
this
too?
This guy, this pope said something about all God's creatures go to the afterlife.
Even snakes?
All God's creatures.
Fuck that.
Well, maybe the snake isn't God's creature. Maybe the snake, you know, belongs to the other side. It was right. the snake that got Eve to eat that apple. All
right.
And fuck us all for eternity.
If I go to heaven and all of a sudden I find out there's a cobra slithering around, boy, I'm going to be pissed off at everyone. What is this, Orlando?
What day are we on for Cobra Watch?
Oh, yeah. By the way, have they found it?
No, they haven't found it.
You didn't check, do you? Do you have a Google News alert?
I would. I do check every day. I look for animal attacks, and that's part of my regular routine.
You just have to search the word cobra, though, in the news.
Pre-show? I do, for pre-show.
I'm going to see what the latest...
While you're doing that, I've got... story, we mentioned the Satanic Temple. We do have another follow-up, Ryan.
Crab diving follow-up.
In Oklahoma, you know, the Oklahoma Supreme Court in June ordered the monstrosity of a Ten Commandments monument.
Oh, God.
Outside of the state capitol grounds to go bye-bye.
Why did I want to ask God, like, why did you make the tablet stone? I mean, for the sake of your stupid believers, you should have made it, like, out of paper or papyrus.
6 feet tall.
It's so big. Why is it 6 feet tall?
It's because.
Moses carried them down from the mountain. Did he carry a 6 foot tall slab
no,
of fucking concrete?
These are memorials. They're historical documents, right?
Enough. They're so heavy, really. Grow up.
The Capital Preservation Commission now has voted 7-1 to authorize the Office of Management to remove the monument. They have scheduled the day of removal as October the 12th. So in 2 short weeks.
Oh, no.
They have scheduled to remove the 6 foot tall monstrosity.
Why so long? I mean, why can't they say, hey, come get the fucking thing. We got a flatbed.
You know, it's government. They're unclear as to what they're going to do with it. Hmm. Oklahoma Representative Mike Ritzy, a Republican, had paid $10,000 to erect the monument.
Right.
Which, you know, caused a shitstorm. Then all these other groups have sued to place their own monuments on the ground.
Sure.
On the grounds, including the Satanic Temple.
I worship Aquaman.
And the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah, my favorite.
Has petitioned to have equal time, equal space.
Fuck you, Jesus.
So in order to try to save face, I mean, there's no way they can't. There's no way they can say. Also, so many of these guys have been caught just in a lie. They come out and say it's a historical document. It has nothing to do with history, with religion.
It's an historical document that you have a concrete slab monument for. It's weird. Why would a document be made of concrete? Why don't you just have a picture of it?
How about the Declaration of Independence? Put up a big, giant, fucking stone Declaration of Independence.
Oh, I love this. So, okay, let's put up big stone versions of everything that's famous that's ever been written down. How about a big stone version of Tom Clancy's Hunt for Red October, the whole novel in stone?
50 Shades of Grey. The titty clamp scene.
The whole book in tablet, in cement.
So, pardon me, I'm having another fucking allergy event.
My God.
So, we shall see what happens. They're still vowing, you know, the governor, Mary Fallon, that nit.
You are there, an asshole, Mary Fallon.
She's vowing to, we're going to fight it. We got to keep it on the ground.
Oh, fuck you. Jesus, you're a loser.
Jesus, I can't tell us what to do. So, we'll keep your ear holes pressed to your device, and we'll keep you guys abreast.
Shit.
Just because I like saying breath.
You know, it's so fucked up. I'm so sorry, but there's...
Did you find out what you were looking for?
Well,
what were you looking for?
The cobra, to see if it was still around.
Oh, no news.
But Wildlife Rescue, they found a 6.5-foot cobra in Yamuna Bank, wherever that... It's in New Delhi somewhere.
Oh,
see, they have cobras all over the fucking place. They must think we're just gigantic pussies. And I saw an article that somebody said that everybody in Florida needs to relax because you have more of a chance to be carjacked and attacked by this cobra. Okay. Well, I should have 0% chance of being attacked by a fucking cobra in the middle of fucking Orlando.
In Orlando, Florida, right?
It's so fucking infuriating. It's so ridiculous. And
yeah, all I can see is the cobra sighting here over the weekend. False alarm, residents still on edge.
What is it? What? Here? In where? Koreatown?
Oh, no, in the one in Orlando, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
In the United States. You talked about the one that's in India.
Right.
6.5-foot cobra spotted at the Metro Depot.
Right.
In Delhi's Metro Yamuna Bank Depot. The reptile was coiled at the front entrance to the office complex.
God.
I'm taking the day off. I think I'm taking the day off. So you got to listen to this. This is a part of a BBC documentary.
Hello.
Now they went to Alabama.
That's where I would
now
go.
Now we're like a fucking zoo.
Oh, we're a joke, dude.
To the rest of the goddamn world.
We are a zoo. We even have a cobra.
It's like a terrarium.
Oh, yeah.
Of twatitude that these people are coming over here. Twatitude. And they're like, let's go study. Let's go study some of those racists in America.
Give me some more cake.
So this BBC documentary crew went and talked to members of the KKK in Alabama.
Come on. Okay, let's skip ahead to the part where the fucking Americans sound like fucking idiots.
The BBC negotiated with a KKK chapter in Alabama. Can you imagine that phone call?
Oh, then
hello, this is Nigel from London, the BBC. Who am I speaking to?
What? We'll let you interview us.
Are you white?
We won't. Yeah, that's the only negotiation. Do you promise
London,
you're white?
Is that in an Arab country?
No, it's England, you fucking idiot.
We kicked your ass.
The Klan agreed to the interview, provided they brought shit tons of sheet cake.
So the documentary is called KKK, The Fight for White Supremacy. Aired on Monday, The Beeb.
Oh, God. The Beeb. Hello.
It says one scene.
Right.
As Klan members assemble 3,000 flyers to deliver to a predominantly black neighborhood.
Oh, nice.
The BBC interviewer notices a photograph of Adolf Hitler on the wall.
Oh, look at that now.
One of the Klan members says, Adolf Hitler, he was one of the smartest men there ever was. Oh, I believe we might have the audio. Listen to a little clip of a KKK member from Alabama talking about Adolf Hitler. As soon as it loads.
Man, haha, man, you know.
I said load.
These people.
It's taking a while.
These are not my people. These are fucking rednecks, you know?
Yes.
How many lives have you got?
We have 3,000.
I'm actually thinking of mailing Obama an official Klan certificate, because Obama's been the best recruiter we've ever had, so we figured we'd make that half-breed nigger an honorary member of the Klan.
Okay, so there he admits it, that Obama, that half-breed N-word, has been the best recruiter for the Klan. And then they say there's no racism, right?
Is he allowed to vote, that idiot?
Sure, of course he fucking votes. God. You know he's on food stamps, too.
You know he fucking votes. Are you watching
video? Their flyer has a racist poem about the Klan's favorite hate figure, President Obama.
Tell me about this.
Oh, boy, here comes the poem.
Can you read it to me?
Goodbye, Obama. Things at the White House looking mighty curious. Niggers running everything, white people furious. Niggers in the sitting room making all the talk. Niggers in the ballroom. Excuse me, I'm sorry, this is hilarious. Doing the moonwalk.
He cracks himself up.
He's so fucking stupid.
Cracks himself up.
It's disgusting, you know?
Here's the part about Hitler. Where he noted, they noticed the picture of Hitler on the wall.
There sure is. Adolf Hitler, he was one of the smartest men there ever was. You know, the so-called concentration camps like Auschwitz and, you know, so forth. They say there were death camps, you know, but, I mean, these death camps, they gave the so-called people that were being killed cigarettes. There was coffee. There was a movie theater, a library, and even a swimming pool in Auschwitz.
What the fuck?
It was fucking, Tahoe, Ryan, it was Lake Tahoe.
I ain't had a swimming pool. I ain't got no swimming pool.
You notice he keeps saying so-called Holocaust in those so-called death camp.
You know, I just want to take one moment to say all the idiot white male comics that I run into every now and then that feel like in their set, they have to take it upon themselves to be edgy
and say the N-word.
This is why you shouldn't say it, because there are people out there that use this to dehumanize
Look at Brent,
people.
The Hollywood hick, he says he won't even say it in quotes because he goes, you got an accent like this, you can't use that word.
Oh, God, no.
You can't use that word.
It just is like...
No, nobody should use that word.
Dehumanizing a whole group of people and these fucking idiots. These are not my people.
But
these
really,
southern fucking idiot morons.
I mean, you could say this is the fringe, but goddamn, listen to him. He said the biggest recruiting tool we've had in forever has been a black president.
And if you're going to sit there and kill all these people, then how come all these things would be in there? It's more like a summer camp. You know, what Auschwitz was is they're actually manufacturing goods for the war.
What?
Auschwitz
the fuck
was a summer camp where they were manufacturing goods for the war.
Well, I mean, at some of those camps, I mean, didn't they build fucking shit in their work camps and labor camps? And then they also killed them and tortured people?
Right, and made lamps out of them.
Oh my God, this guy.
Sorry, you're telling me Auschwitz was like a summer camp?
Well, they had a swimming pool and a movie theater and everything else. You know, you don't see in any kind of prisons today, a swimming pool being in the middle of the pod at a prison hall.
So what do you think the Jews were doing at Auschwitz?
Swimming and working, because they didn't want to do any work. And what Hitler was trying to do is he was trying to teach them to work, trying to rehabilitate them, if you...
Because they didn't want to do no work. Now, what group... this ninny was claiming that that the Christians here are like the Jews back then.
Yeah.
But which group wants to talk about people that don't work and right?
Yeah.
He's talking about the Jews didn't want to work. Who's saying that in this country? The whites are saying that about the blacks.
Right.
In this country, it's their side. They're saying that they're the persecuted Jews. They're the persecuting Nazis.
Will.
Where did you hear this? Who told you?
It's all history. It's all history.
But whose history are you reading where you think it's a summer camp?
Okay, enough about the Jews.
Amanda interrupts, saying, okay, enough about the Jews. He'll be going on all night.
Yeah, so the wife steps in.
This is his favorite thing to talk about.
And she's like, you know, I don't know, you're starting to bring up facts and shit. We better stop talking. That's what happens.
Right, yeah. Loves to talk. He'll talk about how the fucking concentration camp had swimming pools all fucking night.
Right. I like the British guy who's like, wait a minute. What history are you reading?
Listen, BBC, yes, okay. I guess we have to... This has to be exposed, but I mean, they're stupid. They're stupid fucking idiots.
But this is the image that is going to be portrayed of us.
That's
in
who we are.
Europe. This is the example that they see on television. They see these drooling racist fucktards. Am I supposed to say tard? And
I mean, you know, in the context of what this guy's saying, don't worry about it. Fucking asshole.
We'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. Plenty of material always presented by our brethren here in the United States of America.
Oh, God. Fuck off, Alabama. Congratulations.
We're here 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific live every weekday for you. And then you can download us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher.
Fuck.
Leave us a good review or go to crabdiving.com.
Yes.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy shit, buy it at Amazon. Through our portal, we get a little tickle. We get a little, we get our beaks wet.
Yummy.
And that's crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you don't like reading books and you just want to listen to them.
From Alabama. They can't read books.
Go to crabdiving.com/Audible. Download a couple of free books and, you know, blah, blah, blah. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter. RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter @ViLExperience. Oh, so freaking via.
And we'll be back tomorrow, ladies and germs.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.